Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. TRC returns today. Got my boy Martinez, got jokes. You guys already know the vibes. Been a minute, but we back. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got albums, music, boxers, diss records, all that. We're going to chop it up with you guys. If you guys are new here, we appreciate you. If you guys been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. You guys already know. Catch you in the podcast. Peace. We back. Martinez, say what's up, everybody, big homie, please.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy Martinez, got jokes, you already know, finally back.
Oh, man, I hear you now, bro, I hear you.
Good, I bet.
So we, for those of you who like to listen to the podcast, we took a little hiatus. Life is always fucking me and Chris up, always. I just got over a sickness. My wife is currently in the living room, sick as a dog, and I'm actually getting over my cold. So before we get into all that, you guys already know Kush Gang, kushgang.com. use my coupon code KICKIT10 to get 10% off your online order. Shirts, hats, hoodies, you guys already know, get 10% off your online order. Support your boys, they support the podcast, tell somebody you love them. Man, we have a lot of shit to talk. You ready?
Yep, let's go.
Everything good on your end, though, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, man, everything is great on my end. I finally got weekends off. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. Hold on. Let me give you one of these. Hold on. Yeah, I forgot about that. My boy.
Yeah, I don't understand the severity behind that. I've been sending requests. I started working this job 2 years ago. I started requesting from 2 years ago that I could get weekends off. They all my 2 year anniversary, they sent me an email. They're like, "Oh, your request has been approved." I was like, "Damn, they must have." They were waiting to see if I was gonna get fired. And then after 2 years, they're like, "Ah, he may be here for a while, so let's just give him the weekends off."
Boom, so off.
Welcome to the regular
that
life.
That goes to show persistence is key, kid. Yeah. You feel me?
Never.
After like 17 requests, dog, you don't understand, bro.
Never ever give up on your dreams, kids. See, okay, you're hearing it live now in effect. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Anything is fucking possible.
Big facts.
He's
big
on fire.
Well, congratulations to you getting a normal life back, man. That's gonna make you feel a whole lot better, bro. Because for those of you who don't know, before I got on the job that I'm doing now, with the department I'm doing now in the city, I was working the night shift, 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And man, I had a messed up schedule. And I was blessed and lucky enough that my boss, he's cool with me. You know what I'm saying? He likes the way I work and stuff like that. So I asked him, I was like, "Hey man, you know, can I get weekends?" You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Cause the night crew is weird. Like over there, it's like split up. You know what I'm saying? It's like super split up. Like you work like either the first week, that means the beginning of the week, the front end of the week, or you work the end of the week. So it's like Saturday through Wednesday, or like Wednesday through Sunday. It's weird. It's like, you know, it's like you don't get the 2 days off like you're like everybody else in the fucking world. You get 2 days in the middle or the back end of the week, and it's like stupid because you get either Monday or Tuesday off, or you get Thursday and Friday off, and it's like you still gotta work the weekends. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've had jobs like that. That just sucks ass.
Yeah, so props to you on that, man. Props to you on that. I honestly don't have any idea where you want to start. we got so much shit to talk about.
Hell yeah. let's start off with the your return to rap. What's that about that?
Oh. Okay, we're just gonna jump right into it.
Get right to the nitty gritty.
We're just gonna jump right into it. Okay, okay. So, yeah, your boy decided to pick music back up. I guess you could say my inspiration came from Martinez himself, who had just recently dropped the EP. And I don't know what really made me say it, other than the fact that I do have a mixtape. Or an album that I'm working on with one of my good friends, shout out to Amir. And I guess I just got around to thinking, like, hey, I don't want to wait till I have to write these songs to go to the studio to make music, when I can make music at the house in between and maybe after. So I sat here and I debated on it for a very long time. I told my wife, she was not happy, because she took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, I pulled her over to the side. I was like, hey, babe, I got something to tell you. Then she knew it. That's how you know you're fucking made for each other. She knew exactly where I was going before I even said anything. She goes, "You want to make music, don't you?" I was like, "Holy shit, you're good." But yeah, so I said, "Fuck it." So I pulled the trigger. I went to Guitar Center, and I know one of the dudes there, and I was just like, "Hey, man. Remember when I came here and I sold you all my good ass equipment, my Apollo Twin and my Yamahas and my Bluebird and everything?" He was like, yeah, I remember you, man. Yeah, you gave me the hookup on the mic, man. Yeah, I sold you a $350 mic for $50. Yeah, that was me. that was me. But we chopped it up, and I was like, man, I'm getting back into music, man. And he was like, that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? Da da da. So we chopped it up. I went and got me a little Focusrite solo for the 110. Got me some mic cables. I just today, as I shared with Martinez online and our boy Cruz, I redid the studio foam in my studio. I got some nice expensive looking fucking hexagon acoustic treatments, and you know, just set in the mood and make myself feel better. You know, I don't have a closet like I used to, so I have to dedicate one of these corners to making music. And I actually recorded a freestyle that was actually turned into a diss song, and I had a blast making it. It brought back a lot of memories. And it was cool, because, you know, I thought, like, you know, 2 years off, I'm like, man, I gotta be rusty as hell. And like, as soon as I heard the beat and I started writing, like, everything just started coming back together, and I was like, you know what, your boy still got it. I was like, your boy still got it. So not to ramble on, but let me just walk you through the process. I was sitting there and going through BeatStars. That's the app I use now. I don't use SoundClick anymore. Rest in peace, SoundClick. I find more better beats on BeatStars, even though everybody that makes beats are on like all the fucking apps now.
I don't think that SoundClick, though. SoundClick is real old school, bro. Like, I don't think that even is a thing anymore.
Oh, it
I
is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because they updated their like app and shit like that, and their website. Like, if you go on now, it doesn't look like anything how it used to look back. Remember when back in the day, SoundClick, it looked like an old like MySpace page. Like, it was just like, okay, it was just links galore. But now it's like all, you know, refurbished and, you know, updated and shit like that. And most of the shit you find on SoundClick, you find on BeatStars or any YouTube or whatever. They have the same fucking links. But I was going through there one day, you know what I'm saying, at work, and I was just going through beats, just trying to find some shit. And I ended up sending you and Cruz a couple of beats, and then I found the one from Othello, and it was the Jonah Lucas sample from the Ross. We don't know how to say that last name on the podcast.
So we call him
Cappuccino. Mm-hmm. Hardcore Jonah fans know what we're talking about. And I just came home, started writing. And it started out transparent. Then I started talking about my sister's baby daddy. And one thing led to another. And I started talking about a mutual, not so mutual friend anymore. Because he already blocked Martinez. So he ended up blocking me as well. And I'm gonna call it like it is, bro. I ain't gonna drop his name, but I mean, those of you who are close to us know. So we're just gonna call him. We're just gonna call him Bob for the podcast sake. And so the whole gist of the story, without chewing your guys' ear off, was I wanted to make music. I started making the song. I was like, I'm just gonna be transparent as fuck. Like, if you listen to it, it's real deep in the beginning. You know, I talk about my dad getting COVID, almost dying from COVID, and then talking about my sister and her problems with her baby daddy. And then I flip the fucking switch and dedicate like 16 bars to Bob. And I was talking some shit. Like, I was really talking some shit. And the whole story stems from, and I have no reason to lie to you guys, obviously, especially about something so petty as this. We're gonna rewind the clock just a little bit. I know you wanna chime in on this.
No, this is your song. I'm listening.
And we're gonna rewind the clock. Me and Bob made a song together. And the song was called Both Eyes. It was a remix to one of my original songs. And shout out to Big Jeezy. Big Jeezy's a producer. I usually buy a lot of stuff from Big Jeezy at 3 a.m. And made the song. And Bob was like, hey, dog, you don't want to make a remix of that? I'm like, I bet. Cool. No problem. You know what I'm saying? So I go back into Studio One, take out my second verse, save it, bounce it, boom, email it to him. He gets back to me in like a week. And he's like, I got a verse. I'm like, cool. Slide. So Bob comes through, you know what I'm saying? I got drinks here, you know what I'm saying? I got Hennessy, you know what I mean? And we're vibing, we're doing the thing, whatever. He gets on there, he starts rapping, starts spitting, doing his thing, recorded it, did everything in like maybe 2 hours or so. Chopped it up a little bit after that, then he went on his merrily way. Fast forward in between about a year, year and a half since his release. In between there, Bob wanted my song on a mixtape that I had dropped called Nemesis, which was a follow-up to my Infatuation EP. And he was telling me, like, I want the song on the fucking mixtape. I want the song on the mixtape. I told him, I was like, hey, it really doesn't fit the theme of the mixtape, so I'm gonna have to pass. You know, being the cool, kind-hearted soul and good, kind-hearted gentleman that I am, I at least told him that I wasn't going to put it on the mixtape. Because if any of you upcoming rappers, or have been rapping more than at least 5 years and have been dealing with other people that are in the music business, sometimes they just take your shit off and they will not tell you at all. So pat on my back for being a nice gentleman and letting Bob know, hey, look, it doesn't fit. We're going to keep it as a single. Run it with that. Okay?
Did you have the original on it? You had the original on there, right?
No, not on the mixtape. I had the original on my SoundCloud. I didn't even put my original on there. So that you know, that just tells you that I wasn't really put the concept of the song fit, but it was like the beat and like how it sounded with the other tracks that were already solidified for the project. It just didn't really sound like it belonged, you know? Yeah. So I kept it like that, you know what I'm saying? I let it rock. And then, you know, in between, like I said, a year and a half since it's released, up until today, it's been almost 2 years since it's been released. He just keeps coming back and telling me, slight poke here, slight poke there. Oh, you should have put it on the mixtape. You should have been on the mixtape. You should. Oh, like how you didn't put my song on the mixtape or my remix on the mixtape, et cetera, et cetera. That about the mixtape. So I paid no mind to it, and I let it rock. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it played its course. And a couple months ago, I just said, hey man, you know, check out this TRC episode. And remind you, I told you guys that he has Martinez blocked and me blocked. We're not going to get into that, but we'll just say that they have their
mutual. No, they don't say that. I'm just saying
between you and him, you guys have your own mutual disagreements. The reason why you are blocked, it ties
is that even disagreement, people. People, let me tell you something about me, bro. You gotta do so much to make me dislike you. You know what I'm saying? And
facts.
I don't dislike this dude at all. Like, it's like such a one-sided thing, bro. It's like, you ever have someone like completely hate you and you're like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
For what? You know, for what? So
I thought we was cool. That's the type of person that I am. I don't really pay
attention to that shit. So I mean, things happened. You know, we're not going to get into details about that, but things happened and he felt some type of way towards Martinez and he blocked him. Cool. So I approach him one day after me and Martinez, obviously, you know, almost 40 episodes deep, well, like over 30 episodes now, with the TRC, obviously my co-host, my road dog since I was rapping and when I was itty bitty. You know what I'm saying? This man took me in his crib. You know what I'm saying? We made projects together. We did remixes. He's put me on mixtapes. The whole fucking nine. Okay. And I'm like, Bob, check out this TRC episode. It's about such and such. I really think you're gonna like it. Bob then rebuttals and writes to me, and I quote, because I never forget it. I don't support the TRC episodes and I won't listen to them because I don't like Christian. I don't like that ninja. So I'm like, wow, okay, cool. I knew you had your little disagreements or whatever and stuff like that, but I didn't know you, it was deep like that. You know, I didn't think it was deep like that, but okay, cool. You know what I mean? No problem. So we chopping it up, and 10 minutes later, he then rebuttals again, and he tells me that the verse on Both Eyes remix, there's bars dedicated. And yeah, I use that word strongly. They were dedicated to Martinez. And this is my first hearing about it. Because no matter what anybody tells you, or no matter what, if he tells you, I don't care what the fuck he tells you, I am not letting somebody come in my crib and disrespect somebody that I hold highly of the statue as Chris, as Martinez. You're not going
to
come in.
Let me... I don't know if you ever heard Big Ass Records. Sorry to interject, but this is something that me and my dog had talked about, my close homeboy or whatever, because Ant told me, and I know Ant's not bullshit, because Ant hit me like right when they had the conversation. It was like, yo, or whatever. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I remember that,
So then I go and I listen to the song, and I found it to be so hilarious when I heard the song, because I actually like the song. Well, I like the original. But I fucked with the song, because I had told Ant I fucked with the song way before he even did the remix. So I listened to their song, to their remix or whatever, and I listened to his verse, and I'm like, I found it funny. So then I sent it to my homeboy. My homeboy listened to it, and we both found it funny, because we're like, yo, if you listen to this shit, you would think that he's talking about like a close friend that like betrayed him and all that other stuff. The dude was an acquaintance. I seen this person in person like twice in my life, because we worked in the same place for a little bit. And I had just seen him in passing, but I don't know this person like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we chopped it up and stuff like that, but ain't nothing like that. So to be so, felt so betrayed, I'm like, you need some real friends. You need some actual friends, dog. Like, yeah. I don't even understand the severity behind it. You listen to this shit, you would think that his best friend since kindergarten shitted on his life, dog. Fucking sensitive, dog. Oh, that shit annoyed me, dog. Let me tell y'all, so I'm an Aquarius, dog. So like that little cheesy fucking emotional shit be getting on my nerves, dog.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it is what it is. But at the same time, like I said, I'm not gonna let somebody come in here and disrespect somebody that, like I said, I hold very high, very close to me, like Martinez. So if he was to come in here and tell me, yeah, man, you know, me and Martinez got a little thing going on, like a little beef going on, I don't like him, you know what I'm saying, I'm finna spit these bars, or these are directed towards, you know, LA, I'm gonna be like, bro, like, pack your shit. Put my drinks down, you know, because I actually deleted the song from my SoundCloud, not out of pettiness, because I had no room. So Bob, if you hear this, don't be thinking that I'm on your level and have to block people and move and move silently like that to get my point across. I needed room for my song. So but if you had listened to the song at the end, he's talking about holding up a glass with whiskey. You know, I have my glass of whiskey right now and I'm drinking in the studio. So he ain't put down on the bottle. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool like that, bro. You know, everybody that I fuck with, or I used to fuck with, you know, I don't hold them to anything. They come in here, what's mine is yours. Free studio time, free drinks, you know, free Hennessy, free Crown Royal. You know how it is. You know what I'm saying? My wife even cooked for him one time. You know, like, I'm not, I don't operate that way. So long story short, like I said, he never came to me and was like, hey, you know, I'm laying this track down, this verse, but it's, you know, it's directed towards Martinez. And I would have been like, bro, pack your shit and get out, because I'm not recording that. You know what I'm saying? If you got something else to record, you know what I'm saying? I'm Gucci. So that was never addressed. So rewind the conversation just a little bit. And on top of me asking to check out my TRC, he blatantly told me no, and that he doesn't support the TRC because of Martinez. Cool, man. That's cool. You know what I mean? But then when he came and told me that, hey, you know, Both Eyes remix was directed towards Martinez, now I'm sitting there like, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, bro. Like, I'm for real. Like, bro. I'm kind of mad. Like, I'm low key kind of mad now. Because I'm like, not only you come in here and you disrespect, you know, one of my best friends, damn near. You don't say anything until way after. And then now all of a sudden, now that I make a song about you, and you want to make it a point proven, and you want to be like, oh, but I told him ahead of time. No, listen, Bob. No. You didn't. I don't operate that way. And I got dudes behind me. Not even just Martinez got jokes. I got dudes behind me that know how I operate. And I don't operate that way. You know what I'm saying? So enough of that. So I let it marinate. You know what I'm saying? Remind you, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, I sold all my music equipment. All I have now is my mixer for my podcast. And I had no studio equipment. So I'm on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Being the troll king that I am, you know what I'm saying? People know me. I push buttons. I like to talk shit. I like to piss people off. And, you know, I'm kind of like the light-skinned Charlemagne. So I told him in a Facebook post, I'm like, Bob, look, I'm going to diss you, bro. Flat out. I told this man. I'm like, yo, I'm going to diss you, bro. I'm going to diss you. And he was like, oh, you're not going to diss me. And if you do, I'm not going to reply. I'm not going to listen to it. You're not going to diss me because you don't rap no more, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, cool. So I'm playing it cool in the back. Little do you know, I'm like, I'm really about to diss you, bro. Like, I'm really, really about to diss you. And I held on to it for a long time. And then as soon as I got my studio, I was like, hey, let's make a song. So I was chopping it up with Cruz and Martinez in Facebook, and I was just letting them know. I'm like, hey, look, I'm about to lay a diss track. And time went on, and I wrote the song, and I released the song. And in between all of that, in the song, I actually state that the only thing I fear, you know, the only thing I fear is the block on social media. And he went and unfriended me from all my social medias, IG and Facebook. I haven't checked Twitter, but, you know, I don't really use Twitter. But he unfriended me from all that. And I'm like, wow, I got the Martinez got jokes treatment real fucking quick, bro. Real fucking quick.
That's as funny as fuck.
So in between all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be real. I was asking my homeboys, and I was asking mutual friends, like, yo, did Bob listen to the track yet? Because he hasn't said anything to me. I even tagged him on a picture on IG. I'm like, look, man.
That's probably why you got blocked right there. That's why you got blocked. I'll be like, yeah, you're annoying, bro.
I put a picture up. I'm like, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I got a studio here if you need to record the diss track. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, you did.
So long story short, my venture back to music started off with a diss track. And I think it worked. I think it worked very, very, very well. I got my point across without being too vulgar and too personal. You know, I told him that, you know, he's a fucking anime nerd like he is, as he always, you know, bloats about. Kind of threw a jab about him, you know, being in a relationship because, you know, word around town is he's not been in many. So I told him I hope he made it to third base. You know what I'm saying? Like, you came here, recorded for
you
free.
You guys want to know what he said on diss track, bro? He called him a fat virgin. That's what he called him. That's what the diss track was about. He called him a fat virgin, bro. I was like, damn, he called him a fat virgin on this. Yeah, like, this is an asshole.
Hey, man, listen, I just had to do what I had to do, bro. It was light, though, because, like, I could have said a lot more shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have said a lot of more shit. And, you know, just to get my point across, like, you know, listen, I still do this, but the point being, the whole point of me dissing, because like he was asking people, like he didn't know the reason why, and why did he wait so long to say something? And the reason being, like, obviously, like I just told you, I didn't have the studio equipment. I wasn't gonna waste time going to the studio to write, or money that in that matter, to write a damn diss track. I started out joking, but once I had the equipment on hand and I upgraded my studio DAW, I was like, bro, let's just see what comes out. And you know, that's what came out. You know what I'm saying? It's on my SoundCloud. It's getting uploaded to Spotify and Apple right now. I actually spent $40 on Bob and bought the beat, or at least the beat. That's how serious I was. And yeah, so hopefully I can get some clicks and get some money back. If I can make over $40 on random people clicking my shit, job well done.
Yeah, no, I would never would invest all that into a diss track.
I'm built different. I mean, yeah, hey, but it's like me, you know what I'm saying? The thing was, it was just the whole point of it was not just to like try to like make fun of somebody. That wasn't the point. The whole point was that, you know what I'm saying, like you came to my crib, disrespected one of my friends without like my knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, you're not just some random dude. Like, this Martinez guy, Joe, this LA, bro. Like, this, you know what I mean? We've been through some shit. Like, not even just personally together, but just all together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been friends for so fucking long. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been on the podcast. And for somebody to tell me, like, I'm not rocking with you, I don't support your podcast because of Martinez. And, oh, by the way, my song was dedicated to him, and I had some bars in there. Like, bro, like, come on. What did you expect me to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have done the you know, the thuggish ruggish bone and attempted to fight you in person. Like, bro, like, that's some foul shit. But I could just kill you softly with music and make you feel really bad about yourself.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because I it's cool that you did that, but like, I didn't even feel no disrespect by that song, like. And this is just me being honest, because I'm an honest-ass person. No matter what people say about me, I'm a very blunt person. I feel what we're doing right now in this podcast is more disrespectful than what he did in that track. Because in that track, he didn't really come at me in no type of, like, disrespectful way. He didn't even really diss me. He just vented from his point of view, from his POV, about how he viewed a certain situation, which was extremely amplified and exaggerated as to what actually transpired. But at the end of the fucking day, he didn't really come at me no type of way, so I didn't feel no type of way about that record. This is the best thing that I could tell any of y'all motherfuckers. If you gonna diss me, like, diss me, like, make fun of me, bro. Like, talk about my teeth or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Call me broke or some shit. Like, you fucking come at me. Cause first off, because we gonna go back and forth with jokes, like, that's kind of what I do. So if I was to retaliate, like, I'm gonna shit on your life. So I'd rather you try to shit on my life, and then we could go back and forth, you know, like that. But as for like whatever he did on that song, I didn't really take it no type of disrespectful way whatsoever or whatever. But everybody have a different perception. Me and you chopped it up like for real. You said it wasn't even what was said. It was just the moral behind the principles behind it that he kind of didn't tell you, and then like kind of played you in a sense, and I was like, oh yeah, I feel you on that. In that sense, it's disrespectful, and that's probably not something that he probably doesn't take into consideration. Like, bro, like, you fucking with people's intelligence at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
think you're too smart for your own good.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go there because, like I said, I'm an asshole, but I'm a truthful asshole. I'm gonna go there. Like, I spoke to Bob's brother, and Bob's brother was like telling me that he told him, he's like, yo, Bob, like, how do you expect to, you going after fucking, you know, Ant's fucking best friend, like, they do a podcast together, like, you really think he's gonna turn around and stick up for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it now. And then how you gonna act like, you know what I'm saying, like, you all surprised and shit that, you know Ant comes in and comes back with this shit, you know what I'm saying, in the song. Like, you dissed his best friend, his homeboy, you know, his good friend, his kinfolk, and then now you want to act different or act surprised when he comes back and does the same thing to you. You know what I'm saying? So I was like,
it's all in the spirit of hip hop, people.
Yeah, mission accomplished. But if you guys ever want to listen to it, like I said, man, it's in links in all my bios. You know what I'm saying? I made a new link in my Instagram, Facebook, and IG and Twitter. It's like a little personalized website that I can make on my phone. It's actually on that website on the front page. So if you guys want to check it out, it's there. You know what I'm saying? Selfless plug. You guys already know. Really good song. Really good freestyle. I had fun making it. It's a good, you know, step in the right direction. as far as like sounds and like, you know, getting back into swing and things, especially that I'm making this mixtape, Villains Over Heroes, with my boy Amir. So, but other than that, I'm here. I'll be dropping songs every now and then in between podcasts and doing all this extra dumb shit. So there'll be freestyles and you know, songs and singles and shit like that I'll just be throwing out there. You know, I got a distro now. So like I said, everybody that listens to us on all the other major platforms, my music will be uploaded to there as well. So it ain't hard to find us. It ain't hard to find me. And yeah, so I'm just, you know what? At the end of the day, Martinez, I don't regret it, and I have fun. I'm just more disappointed that I won't be able to hear a diss back, like a rebuttal.
Oh, reply would have been gangster, so I would have laughed at that too. See, that goes to show, like, it goes both ways. Like, if you would have replied and it would have been funny, I would have laughed at that shit too. It is what it is, bro. Like, it's all jokes.
It would have been funny for me because I think, and I honestly know, and I say this, and if Bob, if you ever listen to this, I don't think you will, because you don't support the TRC anyway. So I guess I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I want. If you put both of us in the same room, I think even though he's kind of and I'm doing the rabbit ears here, he's kind of intricate in his bars. He likes to use big words and over exaggerated sentences with probably words he probably Googled in the studio. I think I can run laps around him any day as far as content, you know what I'm saying? Like, music wise, like, I think I can run laps, and that's no pun intended on you being,
oh,
you being,
I saw what you, you, there,
on you being, on you being, you know, the way that you are. But, yeah, I think in a room and, as far as like content wise, like I could just see myself shitting on him in every aspect. And,
see, you're just trying to bait him now to the party. I see what you're doing. You're like, I'm better than you. Rap against me. I hear you. Rap against me.
I didn't say all that now, but I'm just saying. But other than that, I mean, it is what it is. I'm back. I'm making music. You guys can check me out. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Martinez got music available now too as well. So check him out. You guys already know Ramen Noodles is my shit. And we here, man. We here. So enough of Bob. Let's put Bob back away in the closet. We're done talking about Bob. Up next, let's dive in. You know, since it's fight night,
yeah.
let's talk about this fight coming up. Well, it's happening
tonight.
Today. Yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
We got Floyd Mayweather fighting Logan Paul. I never would imagine fucking saying that, but here we are in 2021, saying the most outlandish shit. I want to say the kid has a fighting chance, but then again, it's Floyd. And
why would you think he has a fighting chance though? I don't understand that.
I honestly think because
he lost against KSI, didn't he?
Yeah,
like, he lost.
Was it KSI? I think it was KSI. Yeah. Yeah.
He lost against KSI, but he has a chance against fucking Mayweather. No chance.
When I say a chance, I don't mean a chance to win. Okay, let me finish my sentence. I think he has a chance to at least go the distance, or at least to make, there's 8 rounds. He has at least maybe 5 in him, at least. If Floyd is going to be Floyd, like, you know what I'm saying, like playing real defensively, because no matter how long this guy sits on his ass without a fight, he's still super fast. He's still super agile. I just think that he doesn't have the gas to go 8 rounds. And I believe that after maybe 3 or 4, I want to say Floyd is going to change up his game plan. He's going to actually go for the knockout. With no judges, he's going to go for a knockout. He has to.
Floyd?
Mm-hmm. Because that's basically how you're going to win this. You know, I sent you the rules, you and Cruz, the rules earlier. And there's only one significant way to win, and that's by knockout. There's no judges. There's no shit. What else? There's no decision or anything like that. You know. So like, I don't see Logan knocking him out. There's no fucking way.
He's capable of doing it, because what people forget is, like, yeah, like, people always talk about Mayweather's defense, but they forget Money Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Not Money Mayweather, they forget Pretty Boy Floyd. When he was Pretty Boy Floyd, he was knocking motherfuckers out left and right. Like, he had hands. The older he got, or the closer to 30 that he got, he started changing defensively. Reason being is because he couldn't be, it's kind of like how D-Rose changed his game. You know how, like, D-Rose used to be a slasher, but as he got older, he kind of changed into, like, a perimeter shooter, and, like, you know, he may develop the mid-range jumper and things of that nature. It just comes with age. But he's completely capable of knocking an amateur out. And the only thing is that I do agree with you that he could make it a few rounds with Floyd is because Floyd is 40 years old. And these Paul brothers, even though, like, the Paul, these, they're athletes. Like, you could just tell that they're, how they're built, and how, even how Jake Paul has carried himself in a few fights and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're natural born athletes. Like, so I've known a lot of people like that in my lifetime. That is, like, you know, that motherfucker that was on the football team that was really good at football, but then he never plays basketball, but he picked up a basketball and he would just be good at it. And then he make them swing a baseball bat and they're not going to strike out and shit like that. They're just naturally athletes. That's kind of how I see the Paul brothers. So I don't think that they're all the way scrubs and no shit like that, but I can't compare Logan Paul losing to KSI to him up against, like, Mayweather. Because, like, KSI himself, like, he's, like, the best out of the YouTube boxers. And that's not saying much, because, like, the way that KSI fights, like, I've watched all his fights. This dude fights wild as fuck, bro. Like, he doesn't know nothing about boxing. You feel what I'm saying? Well, he knows more about boxing than me, because, like, he would beat my ass in a boxing ring, but that's not saying shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not saying anything. He trains like a motherfucker for that shit. But, I don't know. I don't really take any of these fucking TikTok guys, like, serious, or, like, fucking YouTube guys serious when it comes to boxing. That's why I thought that Nate Robinson would have won, because Nate Robinson's more so of a disciplined athlete. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which I guess he wasn't that disciplined, because he got his ass laid out. But
yeah, that he did.
Yeah. So I mean, but the fight itself is gonna be, I want to see what it is. I'm not gonna pay for it. I'm gonna stream it off YouTube, cause motherfuckers just be posting that shit on YouTube. I'm watch the shit and see what the fuck happens. But I'm not anticipating nothing crazy, cause I already got my hopes let down with the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight, bro. Like, that shit was pretty, I don't care what anybody say, that shit was pretty garbage, if you ask me, bro. Yeah.
I think that exhibition is a lot different than this exhibition. I believe that I think Tyson was holding back a lot. You know, it is an exhibition. Like, they're not supposed to go balls to the wall, because I think if they went balls to the wall and just acted like a real boxing match, I think we would have saw a lot more aggression out of Tyson. Like, even now, like, now when I hear him talk on his podcast and, like, seeing all the training he was doing and how fit he is at for his age, I think that he was, like, kind of like just, you know, letting it just, you know, go with the flow type shit. Not like real Iron Mike Tyson, like, I'm in the ring, I'm here to fucking, you know, kill some shit, you know, because that's not what I was seeing. I was seeing, like, just two legends just in the ring, just playing with each other. Pause. You know, just, like, there was nothing drastic. You know what I'm saying? As for Mayweather and Logan, it's like, one is the best boxer in the world. The other wants to prove that he can box and that he can hang with the best. You know, hey, what I'm saying?
Breaking news, people. Talking about this, I don't think that's a song, but
we get what you're trying to say, bro.
Yeah, fucking Chad Ochocinco got his ass dropped and he lost.
Damn, dog. And you know, I'm a huge Ocho fan and Cincinnati Bengals fan. That hurts my soul. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's not a boxer, so, like, I give anybody the amount of credit just to get in the ring and to go through that training. You know, you can't win them all, obviously. It's not a street fight. No. It's a boxing match. Obviously, you have to follow rules. You have to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So,
but I mean, I'm looking at the punch. This shit is fucking, you go on the, go in your DMs, bro. Fucking Cruz sent it to us, bro. This motherfucker here, boy. Motherfucker, this shit rocked.
Oh, man. Let me see it real quick. Let me see it. It's on YouTube, but I want to play it.
But you could like open the little DM thing and it'll just play by itself. So it won't have to. Oh, I have my. You're right. I have the noise canceled out on my shit.
Let me see.
Because every on the old podcast, you hear me every time I charge it. We're going. So I had to turn that shit off.
Oh yeah, he trying to give him a high five.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Why would you try to give him a high five, bro?
You got his shit rock, bro. Like he didn't know where the fuck he was at, dog.
And he kept going?
He was raising his hand, bro. He thought he was in the fifth grade again, dog. He was raising his hand like he knew the answer.
Oh man, no, not like this. Not like this. Yeah. But I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, you're talking about football players, basketball players, YouTube stars, TikTok stars, and they're just doing it for clout and for money right now. And like I said, I give anybody the amount of respect to go through that rigorous training and try to prove a point and try to get in the ring and do what other people do for a profession. And that's what it is. But I see Floyd has to knock this kid out. He wants to knock him out. I know he
does. I
don't
think he wants to knock him out as much as he wants to knock out the other one.
He needs to fight them both. He should have just fought them both in one night.
he should have done that.
Yeah, you do four rounds with me, you do the other four. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way. I mean, like I said, they have enough training to last. But you're talking about 8 rounds, 3 minutes, no judges. Come on, dog. If that doesn't scream, yeah, I'm coming after you. I don't know what does.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like, all right, this is gonna show my, I guess, my age and my movie preference. But you remember in the Rocky movies? You seen the Rocky movies before?
Of course, they're all of them are my favorite, 1 through 4. All
right, so you remember Rocky 3 when he was fighting Hulk Hogan, and like it was like he was playing around with him, and then he's like, oh, this is an exhibition fight, bro. Like, we're just supposed to play around for a few rounds, and we're not really supposed to be serious or whatever. That's how exhibition fights always been. So like, basically, what this shit is gonna be, I don't even think he's aiming to knock this kid out. Like, they're just trying to make their money, give the people a few rounds so they don't feel like they wasted their whole money or whatever. They may even go the stretch, like the Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight, because when I saw that shit, like, there was a few times that, like, Tyson probably could have, like, gone in his shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of was holding back. So he's going to hold back on this fight. I could be wrong. Next time we talk, it could be a crazy fight or whatever. Fucking Floyd Mayweather beat his ass, but I'm not going into this fight with high expectations whatsoever.
No, I don't think we're gonna be. I don't think anybody's super stoked about Floyd fucking fighting, you know, fucking Logan Paul. But at the end of the day, it does pique interest, and you do want to see what Logan can do against somebody. You know, he's fought a whole bunch of, like, you know, old wrestlers and UFC fighters and shit like that, but at the end of the day, it's just Floyd. It's the best boxer in the world, undefeated. So it's like, let's see what he can do. Like, it intrigues me, but at the same time, I'm like, I know deep down inside that Floyd's not gonna take no shit. Like, I just want him to knock him out. Like, as much as I dislike the fucking Paul brothers, I just want him to knock him out, and then, like, maybe, like, you know, put some sense into him. Be like, bro, look, you're not a real boxer. So let's just fight people that are in your bracket. Like, not the best in the world. Because that's what he is at the end of the day. That is the best boxer in the world. As much as people talk shit about the guy, he's undefeated for a reason. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it piques my interest, but I'm not going in there buying the fucking pay-per-view. I'm not going to fucking stream it. I'm not going to do anything. I'll wait for the fucking YouTube uploads and I'll take it from there. You know, it's not like something that I'm dying to watch, or, you know what I'm saying, like, I need to watch, because at the end of the day, it's Logan Paul. Like, what makes you think that they won't go in there in the first round and Floyd really go in his bag and knock this man out first round and tell everybody to go the fuck home? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, okay, ding, 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 a minute in, and it's like, I'll see y'all boys next week. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't know.
Hey,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, can you hear me decent, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you. Why?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, cause your shit, boy. And I can't hear you at all.
Oh shit. Let me see. Let me put it on pause right quick.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. All right, we back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. Technical difficulties. You know how it goes. Nothing is promised. So, other than that, prediction. I mean, you probably already gonna say Floyd, right?
I'm a Mayweather fan, bro. I'd be damned if I even side with any of the Paul brothers whatsoever. But I was going for Nate Robinson, and yes, I'm going for Floyd Mayweather.
Damn right. I'm gonna go with Floyd too. I just hope it doesn't. I mean, I don't really care if it goes the distance or not. But I hope they do give us a little fight, you know, just something to talk about rather than just, you know, wake up tomorrow on ESPN and be like, hey, that boy Logan got his ass beat.
Yeah, as we all knew. You feel me? Yeah, nah, I feel you, dog. Yeah, give me something to troll about.
Yeah, big facts. But I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I respect anybody getting in the ring, doing what they do, or try to do what everybody else is known to be doing. And I mean, hopefully it's a good fight. I mean, I ain't paying for it, so if y'all pay for it, I hope y'all get y'all money's worth. If not, you better better get that refund ready.
That's a fact. That is a fact. But fuck that. Let's talk about the DMX album. What you think?
Oh man, I for this one I don't even know where to start either. We've talked about DMX on this podcast lots and lots and lots of times. To me, I it's one of those albums where I wanna like it, and when I hear it, I just can't. As much as people said it was a good album or an okay album, I can't get past the beats, the production, the sounds. Like it to me, it was, in the words of the great Anthony Fantano, it was definitely rushed. You can tell off the first fucking two songs, it was just super just put together. I mean, the man died like what, 2 months ago? And mm-hmm. he already has a fucking, you know, after death album, and it sounds so bland. You know what I'm saying? It's like chicken with no seasoning. You know, it's like Kool-Aid with no sugar. You know, it's like drinking diet beer, if that's even a thing. You know,
it's like peanut with no butter. It's like
you know, and this is somebody on we're talking about with. This is DMX. This isn't Lil Uzi or some fucking, you know, nobody. This is DMX. You know, somebody that's been in the game for 20 plus years and has some of the most iconic and most influential rap albums of all time. Of you know what I'm saying? Of all time. And, you know, a great in many, many eyes, mine included. And, I as much as I don't want to say it, it seems like a cash grab off of somebody's name, you know.
But this is the thing that, because I've heard a few people say that, right? That, you know, like it's just like Swiss is trying to make money off of it. DMX was already promoting this album. The album was done, so that's kind of what fucks with me. All these songs okay, like for example, Money, Money, Money with Moneybagg Yo, that's the only one that was altered. And that was supposed to be the song that was with Pop Smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the song with Bono. He talked about the song about his son, the letter to my son. He talked about having Nas on the album. He talked about having the Griselda motherfuckers on the album. So he said that he was going to have Wayne on the album. So all this shit is actually... it's what he finished. Like, it's not like the only reason they switched out Pop Smoke and put Moneybagg Yo was because they couldn't clear his verse. So they had to switch it with another, I guess, new type of rapper or whatever. But for the most part, it's like, this is what he had. This is not like something that they usually with those old, like those albums that come out after death, is they take their acapellas and they build songs around them and shit like that. You feel me? They didn't do that with this. This is literally like what he had. I had a few gripes with the album. First off,
Say it.
Okay, Hood Blues sucked. I knew the album wasn't gonna be good when I found out that was the fucking single. I like, no, that's trash. It's boring. I'm sleeping right now. And then I wake up because the song's so long. And when you wake up, the song's still playing and it's still ass. So I didn't like that. Fucking, I hated Swiss Beats on the hooks. It was like he's so old, he don't even hear the beats that he make himself no more. And he can't even be on the hook right. Like, for example, like when he did that song with Lil Wayne, we're my dogs, we're my dogs, look up. Dogs out. I was like, nah, bro. Whatever the fuck you doing, this sounds like ass, bro. But on a positive note, my third big gripe is how bad DMX vocals were mixed. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he recorded that shit on GarageBand with directly onto the computer in the bathroom while the shower was running. That's how that shit sounded, bro.
Damn.
No, that shit sounded like, I was like, why does everyone else's verses sound so clean and all of DMX's verses sound, I'm gonna get like musical with it, you know, like when the vocal sounds muddy. All of DMX's vocals sound muddy as fuck. The plus on this is that he got some solid Nas features. Mm-hmm. He got a decent Snoop Dogg verse, which is, and you like, it's not something that I say a lot, but I'm not the biggest fan of Snoop Dogg. So
Snoop raw, bro.
Huh?
I said Snoop is raw, bro. I like Snoop. I've always liked
that. Snoop as raw as what? As a person, yeah. Snoop is an amazing person. Snoop is an amazing person, but like as a rapper, I don't care too much for Snoop. I like Ain't Nothing But a G Thing and like Gin and Juice and shit, cool, but I don't care for his music. And I like Sexual Seduction. You remember that song? That song was good.
That's my funk, bro. Still to this day, that shit is still funking.
Drop It Like It's Hot, good shit. But like as a whole, I don't like majority of Snoop Dogg music. And you know, hopefully one day, I hope Snoop never hears this, because if I'm ever in the industry, I want to be on Snoop's shows and I want to be friends with Snoop. Snoop seems like a real cool person to be around.
He do.
But just like a lot of his music, I don't really fuck with. But he got a dope Wayne verse. Wayne's verse is crazy. Mm-hmm. Highly slept on. Mm-hmm. Both of Nas's verses are good. Jay-Z's verses was kind of like, whatever. But they was decent. And I thought Bono's song was dope, but Bono made the song dope. Skyscrapers?
Yeah.
Without Bono, that song would have been ass. See, but with Bono, it was good.
See, with me, and I even went back and forth with strangers on Facebook. I think it was Hip Hop DX made a post about the album, whatever. And I was going back and forth with people on that motherfucker. And I basically told everybody on that post that we're, you know, even my boy Preston said the same shit. You know, we're looking at Biggie Duets 2.0. People are going to be talking about the features more than the actual artist itself. And the things that get me more upset, you already nailed them on the head, but a lot more is that most of these songs, the verses from or the features and their verses outshine X's, or they're actually longer than X's, or X doesn't even sound like he belongs on his own shit. You know what I'm
saying? Was it you or Cruz that said, I forgot what song we were talking about, because people don't know, but we actually have long discussions about these projects prior to us even bringing it to the podcast. So I forgot what song we were talking about. Was it Hood Blues? And I think you said, you were like, I don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
That was Cruz. I basically said that everybody on Hood Blues sounds terrible as fuck. Dog, Benny the... bro.
I'm laughing because I agree. I agree with
no, you. No, because all of these rappers I listen to, all of these rappers we know deep down inside can come way harder. Benny the Butcher, Conway, and West Side Gunn all have the potential to fucking rap. And they can rap their ass off. We all know this. And then when you hear Hood Blues, it's like, what the fuck is going on? And the thing that pains me the most is like, it's Griselda, and I love Griselda, you know, beats included, production included, everything about these three, they're fucking amazing as you know, as a group or solo. And the thing that gets me mad is like, they all, you know, they all rapped and did their thing and people are saying that they did a good job, but they're not talking about X at all. And to me, X had the weakest verse on the entire track. Because he's on there saying the most randomest shit. Like, he's literally saying the most randomest shit. And not to mention, that is one of these songs that stood out to me with production-wise. Like, if you go listen to that song, X sounds out of place like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker. And the thing that gets me mad is that also placement. Okay, you have Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and you have West Side Gunn. And you have X closing this song out. If I was making this song... and I had these three and X, I would have put X first and then let the rest close them out. Not X close it out after these.
And then somehow incorporate X on like the hook or something. But I completely agree with that shit. And this is how I know it was a bad album. And I don't care if we get flat for it. It's just our opinion, people. This podcast is just us basically inviting y'all into our regular conversation. The thing that got me mad about this fucking album, or made me know that it was a bad album, I had to go back and listen to old X because it made me question how good X was as a rapper. So I went back and I listened to like his old shit. I went back and listened to Hell Is High and whatever. I listened to The Great Depression. I listened to everything, like or whatever. Not fully, but like songs that I knew that I really fucked with. I even listened to fucking Lord Give Me a Sign. I haven't heard that song in years, and I was like, shit, let me listen to this shit too. X was a great fucking rapper, bro. Great fucking rapper, dog. So I just know that this was just, like you said, it could have been a rush project. The mix has a lot to do with it, because X, because of how his voice is and how he records and stuff, he has to be mixed well to for everything to sound how it's supposed to sound and stuff. And he knew how to record, because once you're, you know, like once you're like a veteran of like 20 plus years, like you learn exactly how to record, especially your vocals and stuff. So I'm pretty sure that he recorded it right. It was just mixed wrong. It sounds like Swiss Beats mixed it. And like, people think if you're a producer, like that means that you're an engineer, but no, you're not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, producers need their beats professionally mixed, and they send it to engineers to get their beats professionally mixed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like a song. Just because a rapper knows how to record doesn't mean that they know, like, just because they know how to use Pro Tools or whatever doesn't mean that they know how to mix their vocals for it to sound professional. You know what I'm saying? Everything on X's behalf, and this is how you know, everything on X's behalf sounded like you ever just preset your effects and everything, so you kind of hear the effects and stuff as you're recording, and then like you can hear like a rough version of your shit before you go in and you do all the shit that you normally do. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so it sounds like that. And then I know that obviously everything was done via email. Listen to all the features, including on that fucking the song with Conway and all them, right? It's not all, everyone else's verses are mixed and mastered, but none of DMX's verses are. It's like sabotage, bro. People notice stuff like that.
I think that's where, when we say rushed, comes in, rather than the actual content being ready to be dropped while X was still alive. I think rushed, in a sense of where I'm coming from, is the fucking production, is the sound, the quality. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many songs that just sound out of place, like out of whack. Like, why is this even a thing? Why is this being released when it sounds like trash? Like that, I'd hate to say it. I mean, God rest his soul, but I'm like, dog, like it. I know deep down inside, I don't care what the fuck this man was on, or even if he was or not, or if he was intoxicated or smoking or whatever the fuck he was doing in the studio. There's no way he would let this pass. It's hard for me to believe. It's hard for me to believe.
He's a perfectionist. And even to the point, like, the way that they had this album planned, because I saw Swiss, and I think you posted something on it. I think you're the one that posted, like, why the fuck is Swiss on The Breakfast Club right now? Making it look like this album was going to be so fucking raw. And it wasn't raw. Yeah, you posted
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah, I said, this man is on here bragging, basically, or, you know, boasting about this is going to be the most iconic, you know, this is going to be the most legendary album ever. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, bro, like, if you are a true diehard X fan, you know damn well this is not even near what X has laid out before this album. There's nothing in comparison. X doesn't have a bad album that was bad like this to even compare it to. Just let that be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't even say, like, some people would say, like, oh, maybe because he was older, his voice sounded different.
Nah.
8 months ago, he dropped a song with The Lox, produced by A-Rab Music.
Yeah.
That song was great. I thought it was raw as fuck. I had it in repeat. I listened to it on the day that DMX passed away. God rest his soul.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the one where they have a video where, like, they're all dressed in black, right? Like, walking in the streets and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, that shit.
I forgot what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was good as fuck. So it's not like X couldn't rap any longer. I knew that they rushed the production, and it's right that what you're saying, because if you listen to that interview, Swiss Beat said, DMX had a plan. So basically, they had just finished the album, and he was going to take the next 2 months, because obviously he had put on some weight. He was going to take the next 2 months to get in shape, and then they were going to release the album, and then he was going to do the video promo and the promo run and all that other shit for it. That's how it was going
to
fucking
go. Man, it's just like, you know what I mean? I don't know, like,
so, like I said,
I want to like it, but I can't, because it's like, I know that there's so much better. But the thing that gets me mad is that we won't know because he's not here no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he could have dropped this or whatever, got the feedback, and was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll go a different route in regards to production and sound, and drop another album before I actually clear it or call it quits or et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously he had plans to keep going. That's my thing. You know, he had plans to keep going. And now that he's not here, he just can't. You know what I'm saying? Because even if, let's say, now, what really scares me, rather than fucking another album from Swiss Beats, is taking what he has left in the vault and fucking that up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what scares me. Because think about it. I've had this conversation on Hip Hop DX Facebook too as well in regards to this album. I said, listen to me. How many After Death albums from Pac and Biggie are actually hitting like you think they are? And how many did they put out? And they're absolute trash. Think about it.
They both got one After Death album. Because remember, they like, I think the 7 day, the Illuminati 7 day theory came out after his passing, and I think, like, I know Life After Death came out. Both of those are good albums.
Yeah, but there's also bad albums. Like, who the fuck is listening to Pac's Life? Who the fuck is listening to Biggie Duets? Like,
both of those were ass.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying, though. Okay, so they pass away. They drop another album after that. Both of those albums were really good. Okay. But those are the only ones. And then they had more albums come out after that that were bad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't...
The best example of that is XXXTentacion. Now, I was a big X fan. You feel me? The other X. The little X. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even want to say that, because I said that and I thought of Lil Nas X. Not Lil Nas X.
Oh, no.
XXXTentacion. Right?
Yeah.
And, his After Death albums were all ass. And that pisses me off, because I know that all these songs sounded like reference songs. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he was freestyling shit so if next time he goes to the studio, he knows where to pick up and how he wanted the flow to sound and whatever, whatever. They took whatever he had left over and tried to stretch it out into 3 albums.
Mm.
That's ass, bro. And none of it was good. All you see in the comments is like, X would never drop this, bro.
Mm. Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that they do, You know what I'm saying? That's the That's the risk that they take to try to get more music out, simply based on name power. Based on name power. Because look, I just pulled up Pac's discography right now, and he dropped 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 albums after he died. Okay, and in this order, you got the 7 Day Theory. Are You Still Down? Yeah. Are You Still Down? Still I Rise with the Outlaws. Until the End of Time. Great album. Better Days. Loyal to the Game. And Pac's Life.
I actually like Better Days, though. Better Days was okay.
Yeah, Better Days was okay. Loyal to the Game, not so much. Pac's Life was fucking terrible. It did terrible numbers. It only sold 469,000 copies. That's all.
Oh, Loyal to the Game was awful. That was that shit that Eminem produced. That shit was ass, bro.
Yeah, you're right. Interscope. But then, like I said, it's a hit and miss, because not a lot of people will say, hey, I want to listen to Still I Rise. Because when you go to Still I Rise, there's really nothing on there, probably, but maybe one or two songs that made you say, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a hit and miss when it comes to albums after death. And Biggie's the same way. Biggie had Life After Death, and then after that was a whole bunch of duets and feature albums. They were fucking feature albums. Same thing with Pac's Life. Pac's Life was a fucking feature album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen to this shit. Holy fuck, the first fucking song is Untouchable. Guess who's fucking on it, and guess who fucking produced it? Swiss fucking Beats. listen to this. Pac's Life, right? Crazy Bone, T.I., Ashanti, Papoose, Carl Thomas, Keisha Cole, J-Rock, Chamillionaire, Young Buck, Nipsey Hussle, Lil Scrappy, Ludacris, I don't even know who Big Psych is, EDI, I don't know who that is, Snoop Dogg, T.I., Ashanti again, you know what I'm saying, producers on here, Swiss Beats, Shea Money's on a lot of shit, I don't know who that is, Shaw Money, but like, you see what I'm saying, it's like, would Pac do a song with a lot of these people? I highly doubt
it. You never heard of Sean Money?
No, I have not heard of Sean Money. Should I know who Sean Money is?
Yeah, he's, well, not really, because he's not like a big rapper guy, but he's he was really big during that like 50 Cent era, like in the 2000 2001 2002. He had a lot to do with like a lot of the artists that were like blowing up and stuff. I think he managed 50 Cent when he blew up, and then when he blew up, they kind of parted ways and stuff. But he has a lot to do with 50 Cent success too.
See, and this album came out 2006, so I can see the comparison to when he was out doing his thing and up into this album, because he did produce like 3 or 4 songs on here. He produced Play Your Cards Right. He produced Sleep, and he produced Dumpin'. And it's just like I said, it turns into a feature album. Like, there's no way.
It's a DJ Khaled album. I think that's what somebody called it, and I laughed.
That's basically what it is. They turn songs that were created by the artists themselves, and then they put people on it, and people, the features get more recognition than the actual artists. You know what I'm saying? Every post I seen about Hoop Blues was about Griselda, not about X at all. Nobody said X's verse was the shit. Nobody said X did this, X did that on this track. It's always fucking Griselda. It's always fucking Bono. It's always fucking Wayne. I seen a fucking DMX sponsored ad from DMX's camp that had a video showing a whole bunch of shit, like a collage of fucking incidents happening, and they had the fucking Dogs Out song playing, and it was just Wayne's verse.
Yeah.
And that's your own people. That's your own fucking people. X can't put that sponsored ad out. Somebody put that out in his camp and put Wayne's verse instead of X's verse. It'd be your own fucking people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, bro, come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, come, like, just like, be for real. So like, basically what I'm trying to say is like, not all these after death albums are gonna fucking give you what you want. You know what I'm saying? Because we were all hyped and drawn into the fact that X was talking about dropping a new album. And if this album was like how it is now before he died, then so be it. But like I said, he's not here to take the feedback and the constructive criticism to go back in there and change some things. It was basically put together, and you know, that the after the fact is that 2 months later after the release, somebody had to do the touch-ups, somebody had to do the producing, somebody had to do the editing, and that falls on everybody that was producing, a Swiss Beats and the other dude. I don't know the other dude's name, but it was both of them. So, like, to me, like, when I say rushed, and I think a majority of the people that say rushed, it's in terms of producing, production, sound quality, how they portrayed X on here, because, you know, even though he was not here, you still have the power to make movements in the tracks. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like I said, in Hood Blues, I would have not put X last. I would have put X first. And then the song probably would sound 10 times different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who had it first? Who went in first on that? Was it?
That was Westside.
Yeah. They sound funny to me, bro. Especially like him. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You know,
I'm not trying to hear this shit either. Like, you know what I'm saying? You should put X first and would have grabbed the attention, put Benton second, and then let the other two fucks, you know what I'm saying, thug it out at the end. That's my opinion on it. So I agree with you on that. But we don't know what happened with in the studio session.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. And then, like I said, X in this song didn't even have like the best verse. Like, he was saying some like outlandish shit that just doesn't make sense to me.
And his verse was really short too. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think Conway had the longest verse. Conway definitely pulled a J. Cole. on this one, me and Amir were laughing about what's the fuck the song that we were just listening to. I have to look it up in my phone. Jesus Christ, I was just listening to it, but it's a cause and effect song, and J. Cole is on it, and Knock the Hustle, and Cause has one verse and J. Cole literally has two verses, like back to back, and completely destroys the entire song. So that should just be a J. Cole song. So Conway kind of like stole that from everybody, but I don't know if that was intended or just Conway just had that much to talk. And like I said, you know, X is in here talking about like let me see here. I got that cannon that will remove your head and shoulders. Cats that play in the street get ran over. Yeah, I'ma make you hand over everything you got. I'm not the average mole effer. Do damage cause I'm savage. Sometimes I can't manage all the shit in my head. I was promised the world, but I got the dirt instead. I can agree with that line. Turn the light. I was bred to shed blood. It's always gonna be fuck you, ninja. What? Built for
no, but the one thing about X on this shit, like, okay, while you're reading it, I wouldn't read his lyrics, because one thing about X is, like, if you read it, he has to read his own shit. It reminds me of the time he was on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil tried to read his lyrics. It had no type of it, like, oomph to it. But then DMX was like, let me read it. He read it, and he moved the whole crowd. It's not just what he says is how he says it. Make you connect.
I can definitely agree on that. But if you look at older X and you read it, there's a difference. I don't know if this is age. This might be age showing just a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, because I don't want to compare him to Jay-Z and Nas, because they're just around the same age and they're still coming up with some clever shit. And X was never clever. Okay, let's get that out the way. X was never the most lyrical, but he was more of a punchy, feely type rapper. Very emotion. You know what I'm saying? He let you into his mind and his heart. You know what I'm saying? That I will totally agree with. Pronunciation and delivery was very big for X, because he wasn't, like I said, he wasn't very intricate. He wasn't bar centric. He wasn't real heavy on lyrics, but he got the point across every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? He got the point across every fucking time. But as the stuff he was saying here, like, to me, it just doesn't really sound like the X that we know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
Well, he had clever lines. I forgot which one it was, but like, they were like, because remember, I couldn't listen to it like deep. Yeah, I went and gave it the like I said, I go through my first scan, and then I scan the album one time. I just skim through every song, and if it's good enough for me to give it a full listen, I'll give it a full listen. I didn't give it a full listen, like a deep in, but like I remember there were like four or five lines that stuck out to me. I was like, that was good. You know what I'm saying? So he had lines that stuck out, and it was X and stuff, but. Yeah, like it wasn't really hitting like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, and I agree with you. It's like, I wanted to like this shit. Like, yeah, I really sincerely wanted to like it. It was just difficult to do it. And if I told you that the album was good, that's just me being biased.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But to me, I don't know if you want to take it there. You want to try to give it a grade? It's been about a month. No, you got to give it a grade, man. You gotta give it a grade. Give it the good old Anthony Fantano grade one time.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm gonna give it two grades. Okay, I'm gonna give it two grades. One grade as a whole album, strong five. A very strong five. Now, if I was to give it as far as X content, like you strip away everything that's on this album, features, all that bullshit that's surrounding X. If I give it an actual X rating, I'm giving it a 6. Because it's what he said. Some of the stuff that he's saying is not totally bad, but it's not totally outstanding. And it's not like it doesn't have that DMX stamp. You know what I'm saying? Like when you turn on Flesh of My Flesh, or you turn on The Great Depression, man, it's like, fuck. It's like, where did we go wrong? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what happened along the way? And like, I want to blame Swiss, but I know he's not like 100% of the fucking problem. He's at least 72.9%. At least. And it sucks that he's not here, and that he can take a break, come back, get some better beats, get some better producers, let the fucking Swiss Beats shit go. Swiss Beats is way out of touch. He's way out of date. I don't care what anybody fucking says. And I don't know, man. Like, if I had to give it an all-around rating, I'd give it a strong five. As far as X's content, what he's talking about, because Letter to My Son is great. Letter to My Son is the savior of this whole entire album.
And oh, you crazy. You're what? So crazy.
I'm crazy?
That is one of the worst songs on that fucking album.
You're just gonna say Dogs Out because of Wayne. I'm talking about as far as X content, not the feature.
I'm gonna tell you why that song was ass. I told y'all when we were talking about the DMX album, but I told y'all that was the song that I was looking forward to, and that was probably gonna be a banger because he got a lot of shit, a lot of issues with his son and stuff, so he's gonna vent. First off, you threw Usher on the fucking song. Nobody wanted to hear Usher on shit. First off, that's to begin with. And then, like, your verse was, like, so not how X vents. It was so, like, filler. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't go as deep as it should have. And I felt that he could have done so much of a better job, and the beat didn't do it for me either. That's why I didn't like it. I wanted that song to be so much better than what the fuck it was.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to disagree with you talking about how it's not deep, because he was spitting some shit.
And the only line he said, it was like, you talk about my drug addiction, but at least that pushed you to not want to do drugs. It's something like that. It was like something within that realm. I like that line was good. How he said the line, how I said it was ass, but how he said the line, it was good. And like I told you, there are lines in there that stuck out. But as a whole song, for it to be the savior or whatever, and I wouldn't even say Dogs Out was the best song, because I told you that fucking hook was so ass, bro, and it pissed me the fuck off. The hook, the beat sounded just like the song that Wayne had last year when they sampled Special Delivery. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Uproar, I think it was called, right?
Yeah.
It sounded just like Uproar. And then it had a shitty fucking hook on it, and then Wayne had a dope verse. So yeah, I'm gonna say Wayne had the best verse on the album. One of the best verses on the album, but best song, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot. It's hard to. The best song is the one with Bono on it, bro.
I that's a strong second for me. I don't know. I don't know, man. I like letter to my son. I don't know, man. I he was saying some shit on there that just really stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? If I
get, man, I gotta go back and listen to it. You feel me? Because remember, I didn't listen to it as deep as you. So maybe you're right. I'll go back and listen to it before I don't want to put no dirt on myself.
Let me see real quick. Like just the intro. Let me see. Hold on, real quick. Yes. Click. He's like, dear son, I look in your eyes, I see my own. You look in my eyes, you see my throne. As many times I've tried to talk to you, explain to you, see it didn't mean a thing to you. Love you, but right now I want to bite you. I want to give you a hug, but I might bite you. Be a man about it. We can admit when we're wrong. Come on, get off that kid shit you on. If you had paid attention, you done seen it coming, but you a man looking through the eyes of a woman. Come on, man, that's... For X, that's just the first part. That's just the first part.
Maybe the beat made me not like it. I don't know. Maybe it was Usher.
Maybe it was Usher. I don't really like him on any of newer shit anyways either, but I don't know who made that call. But he said, because I got more kids and hey, it is what it is. You're the oldest. I known you longer, but I don't love them less. I had to get it off my chest. And I don't know what you thought about my use of drugs, but I taught you enough not to use them drugs. When you were a kid, you play with toys, okay, but you a man, put them toys away. What I'm saying is stop thinking like a child, cause what if it's when I'm gone that you gotta realize you're wrong. And we could have been the best of friends all along, but it would have kind of defeat the purpose of the song. 917-915-4804, give me a call. I love you, boy. That shit, come on, bro. For X.
I say for X, like he didn't have lyrics, bro.
No, it's not super lyrical. It's just the storytelling. Like the emotion. Like I mean, I'm not in my X element. I'm not in there, but I'm just reciting what I'm reading or what he was saying. And he was saying some shit. You know,
and then I think that was the only verse. Didn't after that, like the beat just rolled out for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, there's only one verse, and then Usher comes in, and then
maybe that's what pissed me off. I felt there should have been another verse. I felt that it should have been more. You know what I'm saying? That's what I didn't think it sounded like complete trash. I just think that there should have been more. That's why I said it should have been. It was filler. He should have dug deeper into the best records. To me, is like when you really embody however you're feeling and then you release it on a track. Those are the best, especially when you're doing a transparent record like that. Don't just give me a fucking verse, bro. You should have dropped the fucking freestyle, you know what I'm saying? You should drop the freestyle, the clips grinding beat, and talk to your son on that shit if you go do a freestyle, bro.
goddamn clips. But I think it was because it was a letter to his son. I think that's why there was only one verse. I think he was treating it like it was an actual just one page letter. You know what I'm saying? Just this is all I got to say.
He wrote the letter on a napkin. It was a napkin. You know what?
All right, if you had to grade it, okay, before we get up out of here, what would you have to grade it if you could grade it?
I give it a 5 off potential. And the potential to be a good album.
It's like I don't hate it, but I don't love it. It's just like fuck.
It's there. Yeah, I wouldn't give it anything less than a 5. If I give it less than a 5, I'm just hating. Because at the end of the day, if you listen really closely, it's not like X wasn't rapping his shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, I think we didn't get enough X to even be able to judge it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's even with the conversation that you're saying, and then I pull up the track list. You feel what I'm saying? There's so many even like the not even the big name ones that are here. There's so many features on this shit. And it's not like X did like 2 verses and let a motherfucker get on there. No, he would have like 2-3 motherfuckers on a song. You see what I'm saying? So we didn't get enough of X to really determine. But based off the body of work and what it had the potential of being, I give it a 5. If the final version maybe would have got a 6.5 or something. You feel me? 6.5. I don't see it having anything. If we would have had the same body of work, but like completed the right way, it still would have been like a 6.5. In comparison to his other albums, I'm gonna be I'm gonna do that. I don't know why, but I'm gonna compare it to his other albums. You're like, this doesn't fuck with none of his other albums.
You have to. You know, even. Yeah. I mean, like I said, even before his death, he was talking about it. So even if he was still alive today and it still came out, we would still have the same fucking album. And it's a studio album. It is a album. It's got your features. It's got your big producers, the whole nine. So, I mean, you do that with every album. You know, shit, when we talk about, you know, the great fucking, you know, Daddy Drake and Cole and Kendrick and shit, we bring up their most recent shit, but you gotta bring up the old shit. You gotta bring up the classics. You gotta bring out the ones that really didn't hit hard, and you gotta bring about, you know, the ones that really mean something to you, you know. And it just shows to you that there were so many things that were put into this album, but the thing that was missing the most was X himself. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I fucking feel. As much as work as they put into this album, as much as work and promotion and how much he talked about this album, he was missing from this album, minus a few songs. You know what I'm saying? But you're not supposed to say that when it comes to somebody as big and, you know, at a statue like X. You know what I'm saying? We've done it with Nas, with King's Disease. We've done it with fucking Cole, with, you know, the Offseason. We've done it with, you know, everybody that we really hold high in interest. It just, like I said, my biggest thing is, like, I don't hear X on this album. And when I do, it's not X. It's like some shit that they just threw the fucking together. And it pisses me off.
And we're fans.
Oh yeah, don't get it twisted, everybody. Come on, man. We grew up in the era when this man was popping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we were at that age where we were listening to this shit when it was popping. So,
we were alive when Rough Riders Anthem was actually the number one song on the radio, and we were listening to the radio because that's what we used to do back in the day. We listened to the fucking radio. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, X was that guy. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, he had a lot of singles that, like, probably molded a lot of our youth and stuff. Even aside from that shit, you remember how big that Get It on the Floor record was?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's had what is it, Party Up? They still play Party Up now on the fucking radio. In the clubs.
Exactly. Yeah, Party Up, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's got a lot of staples in the hip hop game. And like I said, it's just one of those times that, you know, you get one of these iconic artists and they drop something and it's just not up to par, and you're just like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to totally shit on them because you hold them so high and you actually care about what the fuck they're talking about. And, you know, I'm not going to force myself. I'm definitely not going to force myself. You know, even if he was still here today, I'm not going to force myself to be like, oh, this is the most, like how fucking Swiss was putting it on the Breakfast Club, iconic and legendary. You're not DJ Khaled. You should not be using those type of words, okay? And first of all, anything that you touch is not super fucking iconic. This is not 2005 anymore, bro. It's not 2004. Like, your catalog is not that deep after fucking, like, 2000 and what, like, 10. I'll give you that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, Swiss is cool to a certain extent, but, like, he, like, I don't know, man, his sound is so off to me. It's so bland. And then he oversaturated a lot of stuff, like being on hooks and shit. That was not needed. That was not needed. But I mean, that's probably an X call. You know, X is just cool with Swiss. Rough Riders, they've had past, they've had history. He's like, bro, just come in here, do some hooks, and, you know, produce the fucking album and call it a day. You know, you do stuff with who you're comfortable with, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't blame X for any of that. You know, it just, the final outcome, we're all just sitting here like, excuse me? You know, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know, but, you know, you can't win them all. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm glad that we got something. I'm pretty sure there's fucking files that they're probably going to dig up and maybe do another one. I don't know. I hope not. If they don't give it to Swiss. Fuck, give it to A-Rap for all I give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, give it to somebody that's got a different ear than Swiss. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might think that I fucking hate Swiss, and I don't. I just don't like his more modern shit. And for somebody that hasn't really produced an album in a very long time, if my memory is correct, he's probably done a lot of stuff with his wife, but I'm not even gonna, you know, dabble into that.
But you said what? Swiss doesn't what?
Swiss like recently. Like I don't think he's produced like an actual album as of recent.
Nah, I know that he has had songs that he did. Like he did the record for Wayne. He produced that, and then he had another song with Wayne called "Pistol on My Side," which doesn't really count because that was like 5 years old. And then they ended up just re-bringing it back out like a year and a half ago. I don't know any big Swiss records. I don't know any big Timbaland records that done came out. And the only thing I know them for is that they did the fucking, they made the Versus shit. That's all the fuck I know them for in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
But that's me. You know, we may be old and disconnected. I don't know. But I don't think these young people are going to Swiss Beats and Timbaland for beats.
Yeah, they're definitely not. they're definitely not.
They're going to Southside and whoever else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a quick fucking research on Timbaland because we haven't talked about fucking Timbaland. Where we at? I mean, Timbaland has a lot of hits. I think he has way more hits than Swiss, obviously. You know, all you have to do is just say Justin Timberlake.
Missy
Elliott, Bubba Sparks. I mean, the list goes on. You know, Maya. Fucking, he even did like Obie Trice type shit, Pete Pablo. You know, he's done a lot of stuff. Wikipedia has it in years, actually. God damn, this man has a lot of work. Holy shit.
He's been around for a long ass time.
All right, let's start, and then we're gonna wrap this up real quick. We're gonna start with 2000. Let's start with 2000 and let's start with 2019. Okay, 2 years ago. Let me see what we have here. He's done work with ASAP Ferg. He's done work with Chance the Rapper. Wow, Chief Keef is even on here. Dave East, Joyner Lucas, Kanye West. He's done a lot of shit for Kanye West. It looks like all of it is on the Sunday Service album, though. Jesus is King. He helped on Jesus is King. Missy Elliott, Lil Wayne.
This Timbaland?
Yeah, this Timbaland. There's a song called "Light Up" with Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne. Do you know it?
Never heard it. No,
I never heard it either. But they got a song. He's done work with T Grizzly. And that's all 2019. As far as 2020, I mean, he's got a lot of people on here that I don't know, so I'm not gonna even name them. Ludacris, Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott, her, Teyana Taylor, Black. That's all they have for 2020. But obviously, and then if you probably go and look up Swiss Beats, he probably just has jack shit.
let me see.
So then we're gonna close this shit out. Swiss Beats latest produced songs. Let's see what we got here.
He won best producer in 2009. Never mind.
Who, Swiss?
In 2009, bro.
Man, listen here, bro.
Let's see. He did Ultra Light Beam as a songwriter. Never mind. Oh god.
Yeah, Wikipedia only goes up to 2020. 2000. Let's go back. Let's do the simple comparison from 2019 up to present. He did work with Nas on The Lost Tapes 2. He did No Bad Energy, an adult film. The Game, Born to Rap, Snoop Dogg, Dave East, Jay Electronica. In 2020, Jay Electronica, Joy Badass, The Lox, Busta Rhymes. And in 2021, the only thing he's touched rather than X is it's a various artist album, I guess. It's called Godfather of Harlem. And No Bark When I Bite, performed by Rick Ross and and Cruel Youth. I don't know who that is. Forgive me. But other than that, he hasn't touched anything else besides X in 2021. And 2021 is halfway over. So, in regards to that, I mean, if I had to pick and choose, we're going to end it on that. If I had to pick and choose somebody to do my next album, I'm going with Timberland.
It depends what type of Timberland I get. Because if I get Timberland that does the stupid drums, I hate Timberland's drums and all that other shit. I hate it. I'll go with Swiss Beats. If I get the Swiss Beats that does the fucking the chords and the futuristic sounding beats and shit like that, I'll go Timberland.
I guess. They have their own ups and downs, pros and cons. I can agree with that. Sometimes Timberland is a little over exaggerating, and sometimes Swiss Beats is very repetitive. You know, he does a lot of the same shit, and will add like a siren or some dumb shit to make it sound different. Or I don't know. Their sounds are very different, but very similar. And one is repetitive, and one is over exaggerating. Like sometimes Timberland puts a lot of shit in his beats, and you're like, yo, what the fuck am I listening to? Like if you extract the words, it's like, yo, this fucking beat is crazy. But then you can get something simple like fucking what's that song he did with Jay-Z? Was that Dirt Off Your Shoulder?
Who did that?
That was Timberland, wasn't it? Dirt Off Your Shoulder? Was it Dirt Off Your Shoulder?
Just Blaze.
That was Just Blaze?
Mm-hmm.
What's the song that he did that he always was like talking shit about? Like they have videos.
He did like jiggle what, jiggle who.
Nah, like, bro. See, now you not. I want to end the podcast, but you're pissing me off.
Timberland produced jiggle what, jiggle who, I swear.
Let me see real quick. Let me see. Yeah, Timberland did Dirt Off Your Shoulder, bro.
I'm looking it up right now. Jay-Z produced by Timberland. Let's see. Hold up.
Or is it not in the problems?
I don't think he did any of those songs. Bro.
It's one of those songs because they've had like these videos of him doing it and showing Jay-Z. And see,
he did do Jigga What Jigga Who 1999. I know he did that. Let's see. 1999. I'm looking up all his discography that he did. When did fucking Dirt On Your Shoulder come out? 2000 what?
2002? 2004? 2003?
He did Ola Jovito, which nobody gives a fuck about. He did...
It's right there, man. Right in front of my face. Timberland. Told you. Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Yeah, that's Timberland.
Okay. I was about to say he did the bounce.
But what I'm saying is that beat is simple compared to like a lot of his shit. Like a lot of his Missy Elliott beats are all over the place. And if you take away her vocals, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck am I listening to, bro? But I mean,
I like when he works with Missy. Oh my god, you're right. Oh, today is your day, bro.
You already know.
Nah, but fuck that. Yeah, whatever. Continue.
Yeah, anyways, like I said, if you guys made it this far in the podcast, we're gonna cut it here. I'm gonna go get something to eat again. I ate half of my food before I got here. I'm gonna eat it again after I'm done. We just wanted to get this shit done and out to you guys. If you guys made it this far on the podcast, we appreciate you. If you're new, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. And before we go, hit you with the respect button. Another episode for the books. My man Martinez got jokes. You already know. Let the people know where they can find you at, where they can laugh at your stupid TikTok videos.
Whoa.
If I broke into your crib, what would you do?
Stupid. Bro, you can follow me at Martinez_guy_jokes. That is on all social media platforms. GFM.
You guys already know where you can find us at and myself. All my content is available on my link on all my social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You guys already know it ain't hard to find us on all platforms. Music is being uploaded as we speak to all platforms. So if you're interested in that, it's not hard to find me. It's Sunday. We might be back Tuesday with another organic episode, just talking shit. And we might come back to back on your ass.
Yeah, we're trying to get back in the flow of things. You feel what I'm saying? Get back into it.
Yeah, my cold was kicking my ass. My wife is in the living room right now, probably dying. So other than that, you guys already know. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We'll be back next week, either Tuesday or the weekend. Since my dog got weekends off, we might change up the schedule. We might it might be easier for him on the weekends, seeing as now that he has to he has the weekends off, so it's a lot easier for us. So if anything, we'll keep you guys updated. I'll let you guys know when we're coming back, but it will be sometime next week. And yeah, man, appreciate you for stopping by. Can I kick a podcast? TRC, you already know. As the great Martinez would say, what you gonna tell him?
Yes, him.